Hey, this is Mike Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Thursday, January 5th, 2017. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. A little bit of a mixed market today, right? The Dow and S&P were down a little bit, but the NASDAQ made an all-time high, up just a little bit. I guess the big news today was lackluster private sector jobs growth, right? And financial companies took a hit, minus 1%. And the big losers today, consumer discretionary stocks. Retailers, right? Macy's down 13.9%. Kohl's down 19%. JCPenney down over 7%. Nordstrom down just under 7%. What the heck's going on? Amazon.com, that's what's going on, right? I mean, are people just not spending money in general? Is Amazon taking a hit as well? I guess we'll find that out soon enough. Soon enough. Treasuries had a big gain today. The 10-year yield tumbled 9 basis points. So 10 years now 2.36. It was over 2.5 a little while ago. Where's the worry about inflation? I mean, maybe the jobs numbers or the lackluster private sector job growth, maybe that's having an impact on really what the Fed plans on doing. I mean, take a look at the Fed minutes from yesterday, and the word uncertainty was mentioned a lot, right? So we went into the December meeting, and they talked about 2017 being the year of 3 to 4 rate hikes, right? Kind of like they did the year before. But there's a lot of uncertainty about, you know, whether we're going to see a lot of growth or not. The economy's been running really slowly. What will Trump do? Is Trump going to stimulate the economy, or, you know, will he get bogged down? So we really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, you know, are we in an era of under 3% growth forever? I don't know. So anyways, I mean, everybody assumes right now that the Fed is going to have a gradual pace of rate hikes moving forward. But maybe it's like last year and they just kind of sit on their hands because we really don't know. Oil was up again today, 53.76, almost 1% higher, and more production from U.S. gasoline and distillates, even though the Saudis are making cuts in their output. Well, not all retailers were down. Gap was up, it was down 4% today, but after hours was up 12%. Their holiday sales beat some poor expectations. So that's good for the Gap. When's the last time you've been to a Gap? Me, a long time. Did you see Nielsen ratings? Remember Nielsen ratings was going to change the way they measure TV viewing? Before they, you know, just had the, I don't know if it's a set-top box or whatever, and whatever you're watching, that's what it would report to the mothership on TV rankings. But, you know, is that the way we really consume TV or programming these days? So they were going to look at, you know, recordings and, you know, time shifting and maybe even some offline viewing. I mean, I don't watch anything in real time anymore. I either record it or watch it on Netflix the next year after all the episodes have been queued up. I mean, only thing I think I watch real time right now is The Walking Dead. And that's painful, right? You got to wait a week between episodes. But anyways, yeah, they're going to delay their total viewer measurement data release. So we'll see how that goes. But I was kind of interested to see how that would change television rankings. There's an article in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, so you know it must be true, about the folks who champion the 401k program that they started. So in other words, you know, 401ks was created, over 30 years ago as a way to save for retirement. And of course, what's happened over the past 30 years, of course, is the defined benefits, the pensions from private companies have pretty much gone away in favor of 401ks. And so here's this article that says, well, 401ks don't really do the job. Too many people don't have enough money. You know, I think these people that are critical of the 401ks just aren't using them. I mean, they don't save enough or they invest in the wrong things, right? They don't have a financial education to, you know, just dollar cost average into the S&P 500 or a big index. And the, you know, the fees are too costly. That's so the main reasons they don't like them is that, well, people don't know how to invest, right? The fees are too costly, which not necessarily, right, if you invest in index funds or not. And they say, of course, the solution is a new government-managed saving program that is managed by investment professionals and funded by forced employee contributions or employer contributions, you know, 6% of salary or something like that. I got news for you. 6% of salary isn't going to do it. You need to save closer to 15 to 20% of salary in these things to generate a lot of money over 30 or 40 years of working. And why would the government be any better at doing this than they are at managing Social Security or like CalPERS and CalSTRS in California managing government pensions for government workers and teachers? I mean, they underperform the market horribly. So, you know, why would that work any better, especially if it's only like 6% of your salary? I mean, that's not going to amount to enough to retire. Sorry. And then why is a government solution, you know, needed? Take a look at the discussions today about Obamacare and a lot of fighting with the Republicans on repeal and replace. But do they really have to replace it with anything? I mean, take one government program and replace it with another government program? How does that really help, right? Anyways, that's my soapbox. 401ks, save 15 to 20%, put it into low-cost index fund and never touch it. Just dollar-cost average till you get, you know, 5 years from retirement, then think about it. That's my opinion anyways. Of course, I haven't even adjusted mine. Still just growth, growth, growth. So there's news on Apple, at least there was yesterday, about cutting projections of iPhone 7, 7 Plus. And the anticipation is, well, the iPhone 8 is going to be great. And isn't that seem to be the mantra for Apple over these past few years is that, well, the current phone, nobody's buying it. Growth is slowing. Sales is slowing. But you know the next version is going to be really awesome. So we're hearing that again with the iPhone 8. And I hope it is, but I just got my 7 Plus. I really like it. That's iPhones. They're, you know, I just got an Apple iWatch. And it's kind of cool. I noticed my iPhone battery is draining a lot with it, though. So I think little Bluetooth connection, talking to the mothership, always refreshing, getting data, showing notifications. So anyways, got to figure out a way around that. But it's pretty cool. It's really nice. I like it. But I'll give you my online opinion later. Maybe in a separate podcast, my iWatch podcast. So the other news that came out the past couple days was that the Girl Scouts are celebrating their 100 years of cookies with delicious S'mores Girl Scout cookies. Man, I love Girl Scout cookies. I can wipe out those Thin Mints, like a sleeve of Thin Mints at a time. But they're going to have s'mores cookies, two kinds, mixes of graham crackers, marshmallow, and chocolate, supplying Girl Scout signature crunch and sugar rush. So one type's going to be coated in chocolate, with the other's going to be a cracker exterior, kind of like a animal cracker with layers of filling. So I thought that was important to note on the podcast today. Girl Scout cookies, because it's getting close to time to order those, right? And if you're like me, you got coworkers that are pushing those things like drugs. And we buy them like we're hooked on them. So what's not to like about that? Anyway, so quick market thoughts is that the the market was mixed today. It started off worse, right? It just tumbled down. Recovered, which is good. But I still think the, January, I'm surprised that we're up. I just really thought there was going to be some selling this month, even though I'm still fully invested. And I didn't buy Nike, which I should have, because have you seen what that's done this year so far? But anyways, I in the back of my mind is a feeling that I should rebalance and at least raise some cash, like, 50% cash or something like that, because, I don't know what Donald Trump's going to do either, if anything, and all this talk about repealing Obamacare, what's that really going to amount to? Just another government program? So, yeah, I just don't know. And what's the Federal Reserve going to do? My guess is it's starting to sound like, maybe they don't do a lot of anything, right? Just, maybe we won't see 3 to 4 rate hikes. But we won't know that. There's going to be lots of weeping and gnashing of teeth and debating on what's going to happen. I don't know. Anyways, well, happy Thursday. We're cruising through the first week of January. See ya. This is Ex Norwegian. Spin it, win it from MusicAlley.com. Spot safe music. See ya. Got a chance.